Cenonosan Film Academy, take one.
That sound tells me that it's time for our Cenonosan review. But before I do that, I'd like to read you something hot right off the press from the Christian Newswire. The San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival announces the 2009 Jubilee Award winners in San Antonio on January the 12th. More than 2,400 participants representing states from Alaska to New York and foreign cities from Cairo to Shanghai were on hand for the presentation of the Jubilee Awards. The Best of Festival Jubilee Award, with its $101,000 cash prize, went to The Widow's Mite, a feature-length comedy adventure that tells the fictional story of how aspiring filmmakers came to the aid of an elderly widow who faced losing her home due to rising property taxes. The top honor in the Best Feature Film category was awarded to Fireproof, a film starring Kirk Cameron that explores a firefighter's struggle to save his failing marriage. Fireproof, which was written, produced, and directed by Alex and Stephen Kendrick of Sherwood Pictures, was the highest-grossing independent film of 2008 with over $33 million in theater sales, beating out such films as Woody Allen's Vicky Cristina Barcelona and Milk, starring Sean Penn. The film received the runner-up of the Best of the Festival. Well, we have in our studios today someone you're going to be hearing from regularly on Inspire the Desire Radio here, and that's Mr. Robert Brayton with the Cenonosan Film Academy. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great, buddy. Thanks for having me in your studio.
You know, it's amazing. When God moves, he moves in a big way, doesn't he?
He certainly does. And he's certainly done that with Fireproof and these other films this year.
And he's doing it in all of the things that are happening that had been taken and used the wrong way in Hollywood that dictated to us for years what our morality should be. God is turning all that around, and we're seeing more and more of these independent Christian films, aren't we, Rob?
Yes, we are, and it's just amazing the doors that God is opening up and the fact that he's bringing Christian filmmakers together all around the nation and the world.
And I know you just saw a good example of this at the San Antonio Festival this past weekend. Could you tell us what went on, what happened? And I know you had some interviews. I'm just going to let you tell our listeners out there just how exciting that was.
Yeah, it was amazing. It's a festival, and before the festival, they even have an academy where they teach a lot of really good theology of Christian filmmaking. And they said that the attendance at the academy was greater than it had ever been. And at the festival, it was actually about twice of what it was last year. There were over 1,300 people sitting in the theater on Saturday night when they announced that Widow's Mite won the award. And unfortunately, I wasn't there on Saturday night, but I was there Thursday and Friday. But people I've talked with have said that the audience just came unglued when Widow's Mite was announced, not only as the winner of the $101,000 festival jubilee, but it was also the audience award as well, audience choice award. Before Saturday, before the winners were announced, I actually got a chance to talk with several filmmakers. All right, while I was there, I was able to interview John Moore and Stephen Kendrick. Stephen Kendrick, of course, produced the Fireproof film, but John Moore produced The Widow's Mite, and it was his family, along with other families and Christians that he knows up over in the Texas area. He's actually in Texas. And I did get a chance to interview both of them before Saturday night's festivities. And, let me just go ahead and play the interview with John Moore right now. This is the one who won the $101,000 Festival Award, which, by the way, is the biggest award in the United States for any film festival.
And what you been working on, John?
I've been working on a film called The Widow's Mite. It's a feature-length family film with a lot of strong musical elements. It's a musical film. It also incorporates the Western genre.
What do you have in the pipeline that you're working on?
Well, after The Widow's Mite, you know, we're seeking distribution, but after The Widow's Mite is released, we intend to begin work on our next film, hopefully a musical. I really enjoyed the process of doing a musical film and know how I can improve that so much. But also, I'm looking at the opportunities of going with a bigger budget film. Just right now, we're seeking out the Lord's counsel to find out what we need to do.
With The Widow's Mite, you have to be kind of excited about the possibility of winning the $101,000.
Yeah, actually, I don't know how much of a possibility that is, competing against films like Fireproof and Expelled, but we've poured our heart into the film and we hope that it shows. That's our prayer. That's our hope. We believe that as long as we're faithful to the Lord will be faithful to us. The film is not really about the film festival. It's about reaching out to an entire community of people and speaking about a very, very difficult issue in a very gentle way. And so we did our best to do that, to educate people, to educate families about some current, real, pressing situations, and just try to reach out to them and feel out and find out, you know, is this the right direction? Are we pursuing the right direction by creating films to speak to families? And so far, God's blessed us in every way, and we're encouraged to see what happens in the future.
What has been a help to you in your filmmaking? What are some of the things that really help push you along?
The constant perseverance of my friends and the loving support of my parents, of course. But also the Independent Christian Filmmakers Academy every year gets me inspired and ready to take on the world with the next big project, which I suppose is to be expected. I just absolutely love the experience of coming to a like-minded body of believers who are pursuing the same craft. It's amazing.
What kind of hurdles have you had to overcome in your filmmaking?
Mainly just getting the support of other people in terms of the immediate project at hand. Everybody's always eager to support some future distant project, but actually following through on those commitments, people have very busy lives, and working with them is difficult. But no real major hurdles. It's so far been pretty smooth sailing, which we're thankful for. I mean, there are struggles, but nothing that really stands out, because in every case, our prayers are answered, and the problem is resolved in such a way that it's almost difficult to remember that there was a problem.
Well, that was the amazing interview with John Moore. Of course, he did go on to win that $101,000 festival award.
Did you ask him to give you some of that for the interview or anything, Rob?
No, I think
I imagine
he
probably already had it spent from trying to put the production on. As you and I both know, it takes a lot of money for that sort of thing.
Yes.
Well, listen, we appreciate that. And listen, folks, every week right here on Inspire the Desire Radio with Mr. Buddy and Friends, you're going to be hearing from Rob telling what's going on in the Christian film world. By the way, Robert Brayton is the President and CEO of the Senanosan Film Academy. And we're going to be talking a little bit more what's going on with that academy here and the upcoming shows and everything. In the meantime, give us a call here at 281-288-9664 if you're interested in producing or participating with Christian films, or you have some kind of talent that you would like to get involved with us here at Inspire the Desire. Rob, thank you very much, and you have a blessed day, okay?
Thank you, buddy. Yes, great. Thank you.